I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
My wife's cooking sex.
And people can get hurt.
It was wrong, 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 wrong.
Hey.
Howdy.
That just sounded really cheery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because I'm trying to change my attitude.
I don't know how to do that. I've been like so blah all week.
The longest week ever, you mean?
Yes, it has been a super long week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not energetic or, like, I'm not necessarily in a bad mood, but I'm just like, meh.
I'm thinking you can change that with my
can-do attitude.
Yeah, my one-step wonder.
You can do it.
That's my one step.
I do feel like a total fraud, though, because totally complained about my weight last week. I worked out one time since then, and it was not with you. So wow. This getting back into the gym and stuff.
I'm ready. Whenever. I haven't done anything either. It's not like I'm waiting on you. I could do things on my own, but I still haven't.
I think I switched to those calm pills, and I haven't been taking them all the time. I just take them like as needed. I start getting stressed out at night for some reason. My brain goes into like a replay loop of the day, and I second guess every single thing that I did ever that day. I'll say something random to white cheddar, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I should have done this. And it's not even like a retaliation thing, like, oh, I have a good comeback now.
Yeah.
It's just more like, well, why did I even say that?
Or
why
did
I? And I mean, it's just stupid. And it's no reason.
That's not a good way to end your day.
I know. I kind of act like I'm a beaten dog, and I'm not. But I'm still like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe work doesn't treat me bad. I don't know. So anyway, that's why I need calm down pills. But now I also need energy pills because I'm just blah.
I thought they were energy pills. I thought the calm down pills were a version of the energy pills. Am I wrong?
Yes, but I only bought one version and it was the calm down.
Oh.
And I ran out of the energy stuff. Mm. Brain power food.
No, more pills is the answer.
Yeah, I think so. But at least they're all herbal. It's not drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Is herbal still drugs?
I wouldn't know.
Natural?
Dr. Amy says no.
I take a handful of pills in the morning, but it's like allergy pills, calm down pill if needed, turmeric.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
Women's one a day. I got that going for me.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't have said that.
Why? It's not the over 50.
Okay. I thought they were like the old lady pills.
No. No, it's just a multivitamin because, I mean, I don't eat what I should. I eat well. I eat too well. That's what my problem is. But, I mean, no, it's supplements. It's not for osteoporosis or anything.
Good. It's a good sign.
Now I'm in a bad mood.
I'm sorry.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a poetic and noble land mermaid, a beautiful, talented, brilliant, powerful muskox. She's an opalescent tree shark, a rainbow-infused space unicorn. She's a beautiful, rule-breaking moth, the most beautiful, glowing sun goddess ever.
Aw, what is a mulksai?
A mulsk? A musk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask Leslie Knope. I totally stole that from her. From Parks and Rec.
Oh. I liked it because it incorporated all the things that I love.
I know.
Minus
mermaid,
a moth.
Unicorn. I don't know. I'm thinking a musk ox is probably some sort of ox. Maybe a specialized.
Hey Siri, what is a musk ox?
The musk ox, also spelled musk ox and musk ox, is an arctic hoofed mammal of the family Bovidae, noted for its thick coat and for the strong odor emitted during the seasonal rut by males, from which its name derives. Would you like to hear more?
No, thank you. Also, my Siri's Australian.
I don't like that his name is still Siri, though. It should be like Surrey or something. Something manly. Siri is a chick name.
I could call him something else. I don't know. I have Siri and I never use it. And then I have Alexa that I just bought for the house and I don't know what to do with it. And I told that to some people who was over this weekend and they're like, oh my God, I've got speakers. It goes through everywhere in the house. It controls this. And I'm just like, Alexa, play me this song. And Alexa's like, I can sell you a subscription. Alexa, go. No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I don't know what
mad.
To do with it. I want to take it back. It was Jeremy's birthday present, but still.
From you?
Yeah.
You want it.
He doesn't use it. I don't care. back to intros.
Excellent.
I'm a muskox. And with me today is my partner. I finally figured out why she feeds her family popcorn for dinner. It's not because she exhausts all of her meal efforts using the Kid Nation toaster and chronicles it on her Insta page. It's because she's still paying library fines from whenever she was 16. The girl that is still paying her dues professionally and librarily is...
Amy Nichols. Yeah, I had this book report whenever I was in high school, and I checked out like 20 books from the city library and then forgot about them. And so I racked up this over $100 fee, and I stopped going just because I'm not going to pay that. I'm a minor. I'm underage. That should be going to my parents, which she also had an over $100 fee. But anyways, yeah, so I just stopped going until I had kids, and then we had to go to the library, and now I'm slowly paying it off.
So how did they know? Because you're social or something? Because you have a different name.
Yeah, it was by driver's license. And so, yeah, like that old building had even been torn down and destroyed and built a new building within that 20 years, and it carried my fees over.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how much do you pay them?
Minimum. It's like, I think 10%. So I just keep on doing 10%.
What's 10% of 100?
$10.
Oh, you pay them $10 a year?
Well, it's down to like almost, I think it's a little under 50 right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Come on, library. Just give it up. One of the best things that ever happened to me. This is a lie. This is an over-exaggeration. But still, I got credit cards whenever I was in college and then didn't pay them because I'm highly irresponsible, or I was more irresponsible then. Now I'm slightly better. But I didn't pay them. I mean, I couldn't. It wasn't just because, you know, screw you, credit. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'd go to Macy's and go shopping, and they're like, hey, you want a Macy's card? Yep. You want this? Yep. And then I'd just charge everything and never pay it off. And then it dropped off my credit.
All of them?
Yeah.
Whoa.
After like 7 years.
Not the city library. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are never getting money from me. And I used to work in downtown Fort Worth a lot. And you'd park at parking meters, and the minute you would run out of money, they would come and give you a ticket. Or, I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
they would ticket me all the time. I think they even, like, put a boot on my car one time. But they still send me letters in the mail. This is from, like, 14 years ago, probably. Like, hey, Lacey G, maiden name. You still owe me this on this car. Okay, well, you don't have my new car, and no. Because all they're going by is the license plate.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I wish if I had enough money, I would pay back everybody that I've ever ripped off before. Credit, parents, all of it. But I don't. So, oh well. Instead, I'm living in debt.
It's okay. It is funny that I can pay off my credit cards, but I can't. I mean, like thousands of dollars worth of credit cards, but I can't pay off my library. That's like not even $50.
Whoa, you pay off credit cards? Are you trying to prove you're better than me?
No. Just trying to relate because I'm relatable.
Let me tell you what's not relatable. Jeremy said one of the most inexcusable things to me ever, I think, in my opinion. I want to know what you think about it. But the other night, we had just decided that we're going to start cooking more at home and being more proactive about feeding ourselves. That way, we're not like,
money.
Yeah. And we're not sitting home at night arguing about where to go. I hate that argument over where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
He always makes me choose. And I'll give him like, we can do this, this, or this. Choose one. I just gave you three options. Out of three options, you can't come up with one of them. I have to think of everything that's in the Metroplex where we can go eat. And I come up with three options automatically. And you're like, and they're completely different. Do you want Mexican food? Do you want sushi? Do you want Italian?
Do y'all end up going to one of those three that you originally mentioned?
Whichever one I pick.
See, I don't like, I'm not going to say who does this, but I don't like it when you'll ask my suggestion and then disregard it and don't even listen to me and do something else. That is inexcusable. So at least he's telling you that you can't do what you've chosen.
Well, I try to narrow it down because if you're in the mood for something particular and I'm telling you we're going to go have sushi and you're not in the mood for sushi, then here's three different options of three very different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting mad. This is not even what the argument's about. I'm just mad about that in general because why do I always have to pick?
All right, move on.
No, it'll be lunchtime. And he's like, what's the plan for dinner? Or he'll bring something home. Whatever. I am getting off track. So anyway, so we're going to we're gonna cook dinner together. And I had just gone to a farmer's market and got these tamales that were really good.
Ooh, I love tamales.
Homemade salsa. And so I decided we're going to do Mexican food. We're going to have these tamales. I'm going to make salsa for my first time ever. And then I grilled some chicken and made taco salad. So then it's a spread. Because I sometimes like to eat healthier than he does, but I don't want to force him to eat healthy stuff. This boy burns a lot of calories. So, I mean, he needs more food than I do. And I'd rather him eat a bunch of tamales instead of not eat the salad that I prepare. So anyway, I make this big meal, making salsa for my first time ever. And I even had to ask, we have Anna, who works in the back. Is that what, like business side of it?
Yeah,
not radio side. Anyway.
That.
Anna makes really good salsa. So I even talked to Anna beforehand and was like, what do I need to do? Her one suggestion was roast the vegetables. A lot of people don't do this. You boil it, doesn't have the same flavor. You need to roast it. So I was like, great. So I make this salsa.
I mean, this is like well thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we like hot stuff. So I chose a habanero salsa. Cooking it, making it. Jeremy went shopping for me earlier. He forgot the tomatoes. So then he had to go back to the store, get some tomatoes, and I had forgotten something too. I forgot a spice. So he had to go get that anyway.
So this is all from a recipe, not just off the top of your head throwing stuff together.
No.
Okay.
For my first time, I like to use a recipe. And then unless I have the hang of it, I might eventually get off a recipe. But I mean, salsa, I feel like that's pretty specific. It needs to be this sort of way. And then you can add or take away from it. So anyways, this was a process. And during this whole process, Jeremy was like, man, this is going to be so good. I'm super excited. So I get the salsa. It's finished and it is hot. It is piping hot because, I mean, I just got finished roasting and marinating it all together. That's not marinating, whatever.
When you're mixing it together?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Sauteing, I guess, in the pot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
And then I put it in the blender and I'm blending it. And then, okay, let's taste it and see if there's anything else it needs. Oh, it needs some more salt. It needs this. And we doctor it up. Finally, it's ready. You can try it, babe. Here's the salsa.
Okay, did you already try it or is he the first to try it?
I had tried it.
Okay.
And he tried it and he's like, oh, this is going to be so good. And he took a bite and he goes, that is inedible. I can't believe you even made that. It is way too hot to eat. Well, backstory. My girlfriend Maria made this chili for my birthday one time. And Maria's Mexican.
Yeah.
And she makes it spicy. And I knew this. I'm pretty sure I had had her chili before. And it's one of my favorite chilies that I've had. So we go over to Maria's house for my birthday, eat some chili. And Jeremy is just profusely sweating at the dinner table. I mean, to the point where everybody was like, is he going to be okay? Giving him napkins and everything else. And I'm just like, man, I don't know what it is. He just all of a sudden started sweating one day. He used to be fine with hot stuff. Now he's not anymore.
So he didn't tell Maria that her chili was inedible.
Oh, no. But I mean, it was very obvious by his cherry pink face that was sweating. He still complains about that chili to this day. This was like 4 years ago, probably.
There's a difference, though, from your body having a reaction, which you have no control over, and what you say to someone.
He says, you should never make chili that hot for whenever you're going to have guests. And I'm like, babe, she's told us it was going to be hot chili. It's not like we just sat down to have chili and it's like, oh, this is super mild. I hope you enjoy. No, we knew it was going to be hot. I told you it was going to be hot.
Yeah. I've had that happen to me. I've made a meal that's too hot and they're sitting in my dining room table and they're sweating all over their plate. Sorry. Spicy.
Yeah. Oops. But that just hurt my feelings because I was like, okay, I'm still in the middle of cooking dinner and you're telling me that this is inedible. So I thought that was rude. That was unnecessary. If it's inedible, then don't eat it. But don't tell me that. Sometimes I'll ask for feedback and I'm like, oh, what do you think about this? Well, you should do this differently. Well, I asked your opinion. This time I didn't ask your opinion. Don't eat it. There's plenty of other things for you to eat right now.
Yeah, I'll do the after our meal that I've made for the first time. I'll ask the family, is this a do again? Do I do I attempt this ever again?
And I can usually tell by Jeremy by how much he eats whether or not he likes it. Mm-hmm. If he just eats a little bit, then I know he didn't care for it and maybe I should make something else. Well, then I texted Anna that night because I was telling her, well, if it's good, I'll bring it to work and you can try it. If it's not good, I'm not going to bring it. So I'm texting Anna that night, Anna, and I was like, just a heads up, it's inedible is what I wrote to her. So then it brought up this debate because I tried to text her, it's unedible. Siri didn't know what I was talking about. Predictive text didn't know what I was talking about. So then I had to Google it and it came up inedible. So then I'm walking around telling people the next day, complaining. I'm not telling people, I'm bitching about it. I'm like, Jeremy said that my salsa was inedible. No, 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 no. Y'all want to know if I brought some? And I'm like, absolutely not, because it's just going to get hotter.
Yeah, with time.
Yeah, it's going to sit in the bowl and marinate, and then it's going to get hotter. So I didn't bring it in. And then the next day, after I went home, I'm eating my salsa, and I was like, you know what? This is good. And I agree with me. So I brought it up to work and wanted to see what people thought about my salsa.
We all tried it.
So, first victim of this salsa is my girl, Amy. And here's your reaction. Before I play this, were you completely honest?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. You weren't just being nice to me?
No.
Sometimes I'm all about girl power and other times I'm like... You wrong.
No. I come on. I'm pretty honest anyways.
Okay.
Before you try this, what are your thoughts?
I can handle it because I have won a hot sauce challenge before to a Mexican.
Are you scared?
In Mexico.
That's awesome.
Yes, I am scared. But I think I can handle it.
All right, I'm dipping. It's sweet.
The heat's coming on. It's hot.
Is it tasty?
It's very tasty.
Is it inedible?
I like the sweet hot combo. Yes, it's edible. I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's really good.
Okay.
I wish you had brought milk, though.
Let me know if you have any heartburn later.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. He took one bite of my salsa, and then later that night was like, ugh, I have heartburn from your, from your unedible salsa.
Some people do have a reaction, but he knew going into it. He knew. It was going to be hot. It's
he
habanero.
He bought the habaneros.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. That was your thoughts on my salsa.
Yeah, I thought it had heat, but I didn't think it was too hot. I thought it was the perfect amount.
Now, more importantly, what happened to your hot sauce challenge in Mexico?
Oh, also, I do know the difference between hot sauce and hot salsa. Anyways.
It's still
salsa.
Spicy. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we were on a mission trip and we just had bowls at the, you know, they were feeding us family style at the table and they had bowls of it. And so he was trying to outdo me and I was like, no, I could definitely do more. So we were just spoon feeding ourselves and whoever took water first lost. And I won. That's it. I'm not much of a story.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I can handle it. It hurt.
Were you sweating?
Well, there was no AC.
Oh, ew, bad question. Never mind. Moving on. So I kept going because I need to know, am I right? Am I wrong?
I think you're absolutely right.
Here are a couple more reviews from people around the office.
I got a bad feeling about this.
What kind of spicy?
Habanero.
Oh, it's going to be hot. Okay.
And jalapenos.
Mmm, it's really good. Oh, my goodness.
Really? Yes. Jeremy said it was inedible. Also, is it inedible or unedible?
Unedible.
Oh.
Tastes like jalapenos.
Do you like it? Is it too hot?
No.
Would you eat it?
I would. What is there? Is this a trick?
No.
So it's hot. It's building. But I think it's like the ideal hot salsa. I'm waiting on it to crush me inside.
First bite's good. Starting to warm up a little bit. You can feel in the back of the throat.
Would you say that you can't eat that?
Oh, no. I'm going to have a second chip.
You think it tastes good?
Oh, yeah.
So far, it's not too hot. Okay, now it's getting hotter. I'll say the flavor's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think the spiciness is gone.
Would you be able to eat that in one sitting, or would you call it inedible?
Is there marijuana in this?
No.
Oh. I mean, it's too hot for me just to casually eat.
Is it super spicy?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's spicy since I'm Mexican. That's really good.
It's not too spicy?
No, it's not that spicy.
Would you eat it?
Yeah, I want more, actually. Jeremy thought this was spicy?
Yeah.
Really? To the point of having a heart attack?
Wow. Yeah.
Those were some of the reviews.
I think people can feel however they want to feel, but when you're in the kitchen hot from standing over the stove or whatever, everything is a little bit more extreme. It is for me anyways. I always am like, get out of my kitchen before I freak out. So maybe just Jeremy saying those words, it was not
while
a good
I was
idea.
Cooking.
Yeah, yeah. It was not a good idea. It just was not a good idea.
Also, I don't know if you remember this, but one time him and I got into an argument while I was cooking in the kitchen, prepping with a knife in my hand while I was watching Snapped in the background, which is a show about women kill. And he picks an argument with me right then. And at the time I was thinking like, I know why women do it. I know. I get it now. No, I did not. And I think I officially passed the test that I will never kill him. But in that moment, I was like, I get it. You're an idiot. Mm-hmm. You're arguing. I have a big knife in my hand right now. What if I was irrational? Luckily, I'm not. Luckily, I am super mature and I am not irrational.
The kids, oh my gosh, I hate it. They'll come sit at the counter. We have little stools or whatever. And they'll sit there and just watch me cook and or whatever. Ask me questions like, just get out of here. Anyways, I'll get into the habit of pointing with the knife that I'm cutting, and it's really starting to freak my kids out. And I think if I continue to do it, though, maybe they'll stop sitting at the counter watching me cook and not helping or doing anything. So I'm gonna stick with the knife pointing and see what happens.
So you like to make points with the point of your knife.
Yes.
That's great. Jeremy's such Mr. Safety that if I hand him, I am a full-grown adult with no kids in our house. If I hand him a knife or scissors and I hand it to him the wrong way without the handle pointing towards him, mm-hmm. he will make me turn it around and hand it to him. Not because he thinks I'm going to stab him,
yeah.
just because safety first. What if you're running with scissors in your hand?
Was he a Boy Scout or anything? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He was into hockey. Him and his brother did hockey. I don't think they did Boy Scouts.
Okay. I was just curious.
Okay. That wasn't all the reviews. We do have only two more that I'm going to play, but I'm going to give you the final results as well.
I'm scared. That's pretty hot. Wow. I need some water. My eyes are watering. Wow. That's hot.
Mike, you are very peculiar about your food.
Well, you don't understand. I can never have anything spicy. When we were kids, if ever we like said anything mean or cursed, our mom would make us drink hot sauce. And ever since then, none of us can do anything spicy.
Okay, try it.
Okay. I'm dipping the chip in now. That's not too bad. Oh, God. Oh! This is what hell tastes like. Oh my God, Lacey. Doesn't water make it worse? What the hell?
I can handle my hot stuff.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
That is terrible.
So I'm dying so hard at that because Mike hates hot stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely hates it, but he was willing to come in and try it. That was not fake, though. That was not fake, none whatsoever.
Because I was there, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so overdoing it. And then you turn off the recorder, and he keeps going.
He was bright red and coughing and, like, mad at me after that. I thought he was putting it on a little bit, too. No, no. That was a genuine reaction. My food caused somebody to do that. But the final results... out of 15 coworkers that tried the hot sauce, hot salsa, only 3 said that it was too hot.
Wait, who's the third?
Well, Nick said he would not sit there and eat it, that it was a little too spicy for him. He did like it. He had several chips, but it was too spicy for him to just sit there and get down on. So only 3. So after that, now... Well, I'm already cocky. I was about to say I was super cocky, but I was cocky before. But now I'm super cocky and confident.
Yeah, you got ammo under your belt now.
Mm-hmm. So I go home and I'm telling Jeremy, I'm like, everybody love my salsa. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I guess that's my I'm right voice. Everybody like my salsa and you are completely wrong. So try it again.
You're lucky that there's leftovers from work because everybody was devouring it.
I find that extremely hard to believe. It looks like paste.
It's a very smooth salsa.
Yeah, it looks like peanut butter. It's not hot.
It cooled down from the other night?
The other night was awful. But tonight it's not bad. It's.
Would you call it unedible?
Would you stop talking? Because there it is. The other night was definitely unedible. It's better tonight. It's a little bit. The finish is. It's spicy. It was horrible. It's way too hot.
That was his final verdict. Also, I like how you started laughing at that point because you know that I got mad about that.
The paste? Peanut butter?
No, I got mad whenever he said stop talking.
Oh my gosh.
Because I've had. Oh, and I just now deleted it.
Oh, Robert?
Yeah. I've had dreams of white cheddar Robert being my husband before, not like in a sexy way, just. Whatever. And that's Robert's signature phrase is stop talking. And then Jeremy told me to stop talking while I'm recording him. And I came into work the next day and told Robert, I'm like, yeah, I know why I dream about you now. Because I guess you just remind me of my husband because I have to put up with that at home. But I thought that was rude.
Set down. Stop talking. Oh, it's too funny. I wouldn't like it. Oh, no, 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 no.
You're going to tell me to stop talking while I'm recording you for my podcast?
No, that would not go over well.
But in his defense, I was talking. So I guess final verdict is I'm correct, right?
Yeah, I thought it was really good salsa.
And by the way, I did have to look up and see what is the correct answer. Is it inedible, unedible? Because, I mean, I was saying inedible because of the spelling, because inedible. And then I asked JC and I took his word for it, but JC's also ESL. So,
I mean, I think it's both is used. I don't really know.
Both are used. This is how dictionary.com says it.
Uneatable.
No.
Inedible.
Uneatable.
Inedible.
Uh-uh.
Uneatable.
And it's spelled like edible. Mm-hmm. And they say eatable.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. I disagree. They're wrong. I cannot trust that. It's a computer. Right?
No, I agree. I think that that's completely wrong. I thought it was unedible. But then because I was trying to spell it out, then I was like, oh, it must be inedible.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say uneatable.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Screw you, dictionary.com. You are wrong. So I thought that was unforgivable of sorts for Jeremy to say that. I just thought it was rude. I don't think it's unforgivable, but I was just like, don't be telling me how to cook while I'm in the kitchen cooking for you.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Has Josh ever done anything like that to you?
Oh, absolutely. This past weekend, he did something that, made me so mad. We went to Oklahoma to do some camping. My brother and sister-in-law were in town with their family, and we like to go up there just because this land's been in my stepdad's family for generations. So we go up there and we shoot guns and drive the ATV and stargaze. And by the way, if you have not stargazed, you've got to get out of the city because all the lights drown out everything. Sometimes at my house, I'll see like maybe a dozen stars. Mm-hmm. But whenever we go out to the country, like hours outside of the city, I'm seeing like thousands, like all the way to the horizon. It's just beautiful. You can see like the Milky Way cloud. It's so freaking clear. It's amazing. So you have to do that because it's so great. Anyways, that was a side note. So it's unbelievably beautiful. We're sitting around the fire, making s'mores, drinking beers, and staying up way too late. And all this to say, because before we went to bed, I asked Josh if he would let me go with him at the butt crack of dawn. Because his thing while we're up there, he usually likes to do is go to the creek, take his 22 and shoot snakes because he's too tender-hearted to shoot like a deer or anything majestic. He like feels bad about doing things like that. So snakes are of the devil and it's okay. And he doesn't feel bad. He doesn't feel bad doing that. And I just wanted to see him in his element. So I was like, can I please come with you? And he answered me, absolutely. That was the end of the conversation. So we stayed up late. We accidentally slept in. We didn't get up at the butt crack of dawn. It was like almost 9 o'clock when we finally woke up. And he jumps out of bed. He grabs his gun. He jumps on the four-wheeler. He drives back. He drives off and doesn't look back. And I'm still sitting up trying to sit up out of bed. And there's dust in the wind. Like, he does not care about me at all. I thought it was going to be a date. I thought that was going to be special. Like, I wanted to see him in his happy place, you know? So it kind of hurt my feelings. And then he was gone for over an hour. He almost missed breakfast, and I wasn't going to save him anything. If you're not going to be here for breakfast, then sorry about you. We're eating all the food. But he actually lucked out because he got here right at the end of it, and he got to eat something, which I was kind of mad about. I wanted him to be hungry.
Make him eat some rattlesnake.
Yeah. So then he got mad because my feelings were hurt. And this is the difference between the both of us. I can fight my own fight. He recruits Morgan to be on his side, which is crazy to me because usually they don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have two people mad at me. And I'm like, this is not right. I'm the one, I'm allowed to have feelings. So I guess the debate is, well, I shouldn't be talking to you because should you recruit people in your fight? And this is exactly what you're doing. So maybe I should shut up now. But I just think that's wrong. We can debate it ourselves. First of all, it was rude that he did it. And secondly, that you're like, I don't know, getting other people on your side.
Was it rude because you lost?
Oh, I didn't lose.
Okay.
I didn't lose. I guess maybe he didn't want me to go. Then he shouldn't have said absolutely when I asked him.
Yeah. I agree with you, though.
Would you disagree with me? I don't think you'd tell me. I mean, I know I'm right.
Absolutely.
I know I'm right.
You were excited about going. He couldn't wait a minute for you.
No,
yes.
I mean, I
side with you on that one.
I have to at least brush my teeth. Even if we're camping, I don't care. Gross, dirt, whatever. I got to brush the teeth. And he was just gone.
However, I do agree with him for recruiting people because that just, the more people that have your back, the better. Especially if you're in a marriage argument because your husband doesn't have your back. So I have to get more people to agree with me.
Not your children. They need to stay out of the fights.
Okay, not your children. I don't have children. I just have coworkers. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. I'm turning this back into me. I thought more people were going to tell me that the salsa was too hot because it was pretty damn hot.
It was hot, but I don't think it was uneatable.
Uneatable. But then everybody kept eating it. But no, anyway, yes, Amy's right.
Thank you. Yay.
Josh, you're dumb. Don't be doing that anymore.
I don't think he's dumb. I think it was inconsiderate. But I mean, I guess we'll go again. So maybe he'll let me go next time, or maybe he'll just hurt my feelings again.
You know what I thought was inconsiderate? We went to a bachelorette party over the weekend. Alicia, the call screeners, and had a great time.
What did I do?
We were told that we, quote, party like we're 20 years old or in our 20s anyway. Which was nice. I thought it was a little rude that her sister asked how old we were because we were the oldest ones out there. But I also think it was because I was commending her sister. Her sister was taking care of everybody. She'd look at me because I'm feeding everybody shots, or Alicia. I'm feeding Alicia a bunch of shots. But she'd look at me and be like, Alicia's cut off. Justin's cut off. And I'm like, dang, girl, you got this over control.
She was cutting other people off too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Justin was cut off.
I can understand your baby sister, older sister, whatever. I don't know what the range is there. Anyways, but calling other people out?
Yeah.
Wow.
But she was mature and she was taking care of the situation. And so I was like, how old are you? And she said, I think she's 27. She goes, I'm 27. I was like, dang, girl, I'm 34. And I still don't know when to cut myself or other people off. So I'm hoping that was why she asked, was because she was like,
because the age was brought up in conversation.
Yeah. So she's like, did she say that? How old is she? Because they tell me here that I look younger. I don't know. I feel every bit of my age. But I thought it was a little rude the next day, whatever. Alicia was like, oh, yeah, my sister asked how old. Why? Why'd she ask that? Or maybe I'm just offensive. But she did say,
it's also a compliment. It's a backhanded compliment that we partied like we're 20, but We're not 20. We're definitely not 20. Then anyway, after the bachelorette party, go back to your house and hung out for a little bit. And then we're still having a good time and chit-chatting and everything else. And we wanted to play Rock Band. And Josh shut that down immediately because you only have 3 players for Rock Band. You've said this before. You need 4 for the band.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something about Rock Band. And I was like, ooh, that's fun. Let's play. And you're like, yeah, let's play. And then Josh, Mr. Mature, he's up in here like, but the kids are sleeping and we have church tomorrow. What? Don't be a fun ruiner, man. We just want to play some Rock Band for a minute.
Who is he? I married the bad boy and I ended up with this guy all responsible. I do not understand. I know. He's all about fun when it's on under his terms.
In his defense, we woke him up whenever we got back to your house. So, I mean, he was not in the same mode that we were.
What he probably didn't want to say is it is such a beating to set up. So he probably, and I never help. So he probably just didn't want to have to deal with it just to do like a couple songs and you're like, peace out.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We do need to have a designated Rock Band night.
Yes. And Cheeto night.
Yeah, we'll just wrap that all into one, that night that Amy's going to have at her house. That's never going to happen.
I still owe y'all dinner at my house, too. That was rescheduled like 2 months ago. Well, it was postponed. It was never rescheduled from like 2 months ago.
It's all right.
But I do have to say that I love my husband. I don't know if I have to defend myself by saying that. I don't know if I sound like it. I love my husband. And even though he said that, and that is inexcusable to me.
Unexcusable.
Is it?
I'm kidding. I was just...
Gosh, I'm so confused.
I was kidding.
He did the sweetest thing the other day.
What'd he do?
We went out to brunch with... I'm saying this nickname in a loving way because I've talked about her before, but we went out with Sharkbite and her husband. She is a friend of ours that... has a big shark bite taken out of her arm, out of her forearm, and just the muscle's gone. It's this really noticeable scar, and she's very open about it, even though I've never asked her. I've asked people around her. At first I asked Jeremy, and he said she was bitten by a shark. How? I don't know. You didn't ask any questions? And so then I had to ask other people later. But anyway, she just had surgery on her arm again.
Really?
And we went out to brunch with her and her husband. And then afterwards we went, there's this little bougie bowling place right by where we were. So we go to this place and play bowling for an hour. And we were all doing well. I was doing especially well. I don't know where this came from. Normally, I'm not good at bowling at all. But I was number 2. Her husband was number 1. I was number 2. Then Jeremy was number 3. And then Sharkbite was struggling a little bit. And after a little bit, I realized, I said, well, are you left-handed or right-handed? I'm right-handed. You're bowling with your left hand because you just had surgery on your right arm. And she was like, yeah, that's why I'm bowling so bad. She never said anything. She never once said, oh, I'm just so bad because I'm bowling with my left. And so Jeremy said, okay, next game we'll all bowl with our left. And so we all bowled with our left.
How are the results? Next
game. Still the same.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was thinking that it would switch up.
It was still the same. I mean, our scores were lower, but...
in the same order.
Pretty much. I think that it was. But I thought that was so sweet because I wouldn't have thought about it. Instead, I was thinking like,
that is really sweet.
How nice it is of her to not bring everything down.
You know what you need to do? You need to have her make some habanero salsa and see how he reacts. And then you'll know, does Jeremy love Sharkbite more than me?
All right, well, I do have one more opinion that totally matters, but this is going back to the salsa because I'm still...
It's all about the salsa.
It's all about the salsa. It's all about I'm right. So I recruited one more person, and that's Boss Man George. We're going to end on his clip because I ended up getting so much audio from people over this stupid salsa because I'm right and I'm a great cook. In your face, Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. But I ended up getting so much audio from people. I was just like, man, I can't use all of it. Because then it would just be like, this person agrees with me, this person agrees with me, this person agrees with me. And then insert SpongeBob clip 1,000 years later. So anyway, I'm going to end on a clip of Boss Man George
spoiler alert, agreeing with me.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating, you can leave us a nice comment, and hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, and check out what Amy's eating at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I like it. Spicy.
Good. Too spicy?
I don't know yet. One more. Ooh, got some kick to it. Thumbs up.
While I'm in the middle of cooking dinner, would you try it and say that that's unedible? And then
that I would not do.
Complain about heartburn later?
I have a feeling you're setting me up.
That's just what Jeremy did.
Amazing.